VoiceTube Studio presents your favorite pronunciation show. Join us now and improve your listening and speaking skills. My name is Annie. You are listening to VoiceTube's Pronunciation Challenge. Hello, VoiceTubers. This is Annie. Welcome to today's Pronunciation Challenge. In today's episode, we're going to discuss anger. What do you think of when it comes to anger? And in what kind of situation will you get angry? For me, I rarely get angry, but once I'm overwhelmed by anger, I can't think or say anything. It's really scary, right? It seems that anger controls my brain, and I can do nothing about it. Stoicism is mentioned in this video. One of its central ideas is that emotions are choices. It's us that decide and permit one emotion to happen. So if you get angry, it means that you let yourself out of control. Do you support the Stoics' idea and think of emotions as choices? Let's talk about the sentence of the day first, and you can answer this question after this episode. I allow myself to become enraged, and that if we're honest, I think we have to agree with the Stoics that our emotions are choices, even when those feelings do feel quite hard to resist. 接下来进入到发音的部分，今天的句子比较长一点点，所以念的时候要注意断句，才不会整句都黏在一起哦。除了遇到逗号的时候可以断句，其他可以断句的地方还有介系词、连接词或是 that 子句。那我们就来看看今天的句子要如何断句吧。I allow myself 遇到介系词 to 做停顿 ，to become enraged。再来遇到 and 连接词再停顿 and that if we're honest 遇到逗号停顿 I think we have to agree with the Stoics that 子句停顿 our emotions are choices 逗号停顿 even when those feelings do feel quite hard to resist 这整句就完成咯是不是没有那么难呢那注意一下最后一小句 ,even when those feelings do, 这里的 do 呢是强调所以念的时候可以稍稍加重语气。那我们就来把今天句子以慢速念一次吧。I allow myself to become enraged, and that if we're honest, I think we have to agree with the Stoics that our emotions are choices, even when those feelings do you feel quite hard to resist? 接下来进入到单字的部分，今天要介绍的单字有三个。第一个为 enrage， enrage 为动词，意思是激怒，使非常愤怒。它的相似词有 infuriate， 意思就是激怒或是触怒。那我们来看看例句吧。The mother was enraged by her child's rude behavior.那位妈妈被孩子粗鲁的行为所激怒，大家会被怎样的行为所激怒呢？我啊，就是蛮简单的，就是被叫阿姨的时候，直接握拳被激怒。我觉得我还有几年可以再被叫姐姐吧。那此外呢 ，enrage 它多用于被动语态，例如 be enraged at something or somebody， 被某事或是某人激怒。那它这个片语的意思就等同于 be angry at， 但是 enrage 会比较愤怒 ，very angry 的意思。那我们来看看例句 ：He was enraged at this report, which contained obvious racial discrimination. 他对那篇含有明显种族歧视的报道感到非常愤怒。第二个单字为 emotion，emotion 为名词，意思是情绪、情感。我们常用的片语为。Show or express an emotion, 意思是表达情绪。让我们来看看以下的例句吧。She showed no emotion when her boyfriend broke up with her. 在她男友提分手的时候，她没有表露任何情绪。 再来看一个例句。He expressed mixed emotions while receiving this news. 他接受到这则消息的时候显示出复杂的情绪。不知道大家是会把情绪显露在脸上的人吗？我就是表情会透露一切的人。有时候明明想要说善意的谎言，但是我的表情就已经透露出实话了，其实也是蛮困扰的啦。今天的最后一个单字为 resist， resist 为动词，意思是抗拒、阻挡，后面可以直接加名词来表示你抗拒或是阻挡的事物。但是呢，如果你要加动词的话，就要使用动名词 ving 的形态哦。For example, people resist change because they have no idea what will happen in the unknown future.人们抗拒改变，因为他们不知道未知的未来会发生什么事。Resist 也有忍住、拒受影响的意思。当 resist 是这个意思的时候呢，大多会使用在否定句中哦。For example, it's difficult for my sister to resist eating dessert after meals. 对我妹妹来说，在饭后忍住不吃甜点是很困难的。饭后就是要来份甜点啊，减肥都会是明天的事，我们追逐的是当下的快乐。 Alright, that's all for today's pronunciation challenge. Anger is one of humans' emotions, so it's normal for you to feel angry sometimes. But there are different ideas about whether feeling angry is bad. For example, the Stoics we mentioned todayThink it's your choice when it comes to emotions. Do you agree with their ideas? Or do you believe that emotions are natural, which are hard to resist? Share your opinions with us and leave comments below. Don't forget to practice today's sentence and see you next time.